One in three American workers now report that AI bots have recorded their workplace meetings. That's from a new survey, and the number is worth sitting with for a moment. Not one in 10, not one in five, one in three. In the space of roughly 2 years, AI-powered meeting recording and transcription has gone from a novelty to a near ubiquitous workplace presence, and most employees didn't consent to it explicitly. It simply appeared in their calendar invites.
The business logic is clear enough. Companies want searchable records of decisions, automatic action item tracking, and the ability to query past conversations. But the implications for workplace dynamics, labor relations, and personal privacy are significant. When every meeting is recorded, analyzed, and potentially indexed against your performance review, the nature of what people say in meetings changes. You get less candor, more performance, fewer honest admissions of uncertainty.
And the legal framework around AI meeting surveillance is almost entirely absent. Most states still govern workplace recording under consent laws written for audio recordings in the 2000s. The question of whether clicking Join Meeting on a platform that displays a recording notice constitutes informed consent for AI analysis, transcription storage, and potential use in employment decisions is genuinely unsettled law.
The autonomous weapons bill that's moving through Congress addresses a different dimension of kerfuffle: AI safety, lethal decision-making. The bipartisan Human Authority Over Autonomous Weapons Act would codify into federal law the existing Pentagon policy that a human being must approve any lethal strike. The bill has Republican and Democratic co-sponsors, which is notable given the legislative environment, and it comes directly from the reality that autonomous weapon systems, drones, missiles, ground robots, are now genuinely capable of engaging targets without human confirmation.
The debate within defense circles is sharper than the bipartisan bill framing might suggest. The counterargument from some military technology advocates is that requiring human approval for every lethal decision creates a speed asymmetry. If an adversary's autonomous systems can engage in milliseconds, and yours require a human approval loop measured in seconds or minutes, you're at a structural disadvantage in certain combat scenarios. The bill's proponents respond that we simply cannot delegate the decision to kill to an algorithm, regardless of tactical efficiency arguments.
The Google encryption warning connects to this ecosystem of AI safety concerns. A Google executive is warning that AI-driven cybersecurity threats require organizations to transition to quantum-safe encryption standards by 2029, 3 years away. The concern is that quantum computers, accelerated by AI-optimized development, will be capable of breaking current RSA and elliptic curve encryption within that time frame. If critical infrastructure, financial systems, and military communications aren't migrated to post-quantum cryptography before that window closes, the vulnerability window is enormous.
Now, this is also where our curriculum corner fits naturally, because the legislative debates around AI companies, the antitrust scrutiny, the market concentration concerns really hinge on understanding what antitrust law can and can't do. Sherman Act basics are relevant to understanding why the government faces such difficulty constraining big tech. The Sherman Act, passed in 1890, prohibits two things: agreements that restrain trade and monopolization. But here's the critical nuance that trips up most public commentary. Having a large market share is not by itself illegal. What's illegal is obtaining or maintaining a monopoly through exclusionary conduct. Microsoft, Google, Amazon, none of them are in legal jeopardy simply because they're large. The question antitrust enforcers must answer is whether they use their market power to deliberately foreclose competition through tactics that wouldn't make business sense, except for their effect of eliminating rivals. Think of it this way. If a corner grocery store lowers prices, that's competition. If a supermarket chain prices below cost, specifically in neighborhoods where a small competitor operates, just to drive that competitor out before raising prices again, that's exclusionary conduct. The AI industry's current structure, where a handful of companies control the compute infrastructure, the foundation models, and the distribution channels simultaneously, creates exactly the kind of vertical integration that antitrust law was designed to scrutinize. But scrutiny requires proving conduct, not just size.
That context matters directly to the etched story, which is fascinating in its own right. Etched is an AI chip startup seeking a $20 billion valuation, as reported by the Wall Street Journal. What makes Etched different from NVIDIA is their architectural bet. They're building chips that are dedicated specifically to transformer inference rather than general-purpose GPU computation. The claim is radically better efficiency for the specific workload of running large language models. A $20 billion valuation for a company without significant revenue is a bet that the transformer architecture will dominate AI for the foreseeable future.